You know, I'm going to tell you a bedtime story. You know, I was born or raised up as a Catholic. I went to parochial schools. I went to private high schools. All 12 of us did. I was adopted. When I start to be aware of my surroundings, you know, this is my world view of people, I seen a lot of homeless people. And I told myself, I'm not going to be like that. Look at that. You know, disgusting. Well, I ain't got no money for you. Homelessness was learned, okay? It just not that I just, you know, boom, became homeless. There's different survival mechanisms that you must use. You know, all the way before I even went to school, being beat as a child was a survival issue. So, you know, that's going to be with me all my life. The good thing out of it is I know how to survive. Well, you can say I chose the lifestyle. It's not only in lacrosse I lived this lifestyle. I mean, we're talking about almost 39 states I lived this lifestyle. The only loving part was the churches. So I slept pretty much in the street. I slept in laundry mats. I slept in stairwells, in the parks. I guess my major activity was panhandling. And that's where the really, for the next 4 years, I lived downtown. The places I mostly stayed was at the cathedral. They have a little, it was a garden back there. Mm-hmm. They had like a chair and a table. And Father Gorman was the pastor. He did not mind. I told him I was Catholic from the start. And so I built it up a rapport with him. So he let me sleep out there. And that was winter, summer. You know, when it got too cold, I'd find me a stairwell. There were some people in the downtown area that would even bring me blankets, you know, if they caught me, you know, sleeping on the landing. The bad side was that I was, you know, somewhat still an outcast, you know, because, you know, get a job, do this, do that. So I had the college background, I had the homeless background, I had the jail background. I've been in their shoes, I've been out of their shoes. My name is Martin Jude Peoples. I live here at 1918 Denton Street. I stayed here for 4.5 years. My role to the community is not really much. That's about as truthful as I can get. I don't really have a role. Mostly, I'm just undecided what's gonna happen in my life. Particularly, you know, I am disabled. What is my sense of direction? I don't know if I have one, you know. I used to. Pretty much, that's my story.